sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
I love this story, man. Well, according to a new survey, 37% of vegetarians, 37% of vegetarians admit that they have eaten meat when they were drunk, with 26% admitting that it happens fairly often. The survey also found that 69% of these people never tell a single soul that they've slipped up. Ha! I knew it! All right, now here's the thing. I don't care what you eat. I don't care who you love. I don't care what you believe in. It doesn't matter. You do you. But this wouldn't be so funny to me if the vegetarians weren't so snooty about their vegetarianism, all right? If they weren't so, oh, I don't eat animals. I'm better than you. If they weren't like that, I wouldn't find this so hilarious, because what do I imagine is a crying vegetarian, a drunk crying vegetarian, shoving a big greasy burger in their mouth going, it's so tasty, I'm such a terrible person. That's funny to me, all right? Just come to the meat eater side. It's so much more delicious over here. We got burgers, we got steaks, we got big old beef burritos. It's amazing. Bacon, for God's sakes, we have bacon. Is that not enough for you? Anyway, keep eating meat while you're drunk, vegetarians. The SNES Classic, that's right, which is re-released a version of the Nintendo 16-bit system you can plug and play on your TV, is now on sale for pre-order, and it's expected to be a big hit. This seriously is awesome. It's already cool because it comes preloaded with all these amazing games, you know, the classic ones that we grew up playing. But there's another cool thing about this system that is a big improvement over the old one that you might have played in the 80s and 90s. The new system lets you rewind your gameplay, which means you can back up to the moment you screwed up so you can try and try again until you finally overcome the challenge. We all know the frustration. We all know how many broken controllers there were because you couldn't beat a certain level. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's games out there that I never completed just because I couldn't beat it. And having to start over. See, kids nowadays don't know the struggle of having to restart completely from the beginning. Oh, it's the most heartbreaking thing. It really is. So that's a really cool improvement. I got to buy one of these, man. This is, it's too good to be true. Well, and lastly on the morning dump, some sad news. Actor Jay Thomas has died at the age of 69. Thomas, who got a showbiz start as a radio DJ, played Jerry Gold on Murphy Brown and had a recurring role as hockey star Eddie LeBeck on Cheers. You probably remember those characters. He'll also be remembered for his annual Letterman show holiday tradition, in which he would try and knock a meatball off a Christmas tree by throwing a meatball. In recent years, he hosted a show on satellite radio. He was on a bunch of other things, you know, bits on Mork and Mindy and all sorts of stuff. Media reports say that Thomas had suffered from cancer, but there are a few details about his ailment. So another one, and 69, that's way too young, man. But there you go. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?